In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the devil was dumb. Dear fathers, dear souls, we have this Sunday the perfect gospel to illustrate our topic, our sacrament this week, as we continue our studies, the Holy Sacrament of Penance, Confessions. This sacrament, as we all know, has been instituted by our Lord Jesus Christ. He is a sacrament. And we all know that only God, and God only, can forgive sin. No man can do anything about it. We can discuss about how much the rite of confession has changed or transformed during the course of years in the church, from a regular private confession to public confession, and historians are debating, trying to find documents, tracks, how it worked. Amusingly enough, in our modern days, as private confession seems to have disappeared in many places, public confessions become prevalent. And the good thing is that you don't even need to confess your sins. People are doing that for you. We call that gossip. The new form of being a Catholic in the church. Why? Why do we need to go to confession? Why did our Lord Jesus Christ be so cruel to force you, poor souls, to force me, to go to confession and to pour out our hearts in front of a priest, a man? While God is, he promised, always listening to us. While we can always come and talk to God and tell God, my God, these are my sins, I am sorry. It should be enough, isn't it? God listened to us. And I can just measure two reasons for which we need or it is convenient to God to confession. The first one is the root of every sin possible that can be committed, is pride. I do what I want. I know what God wants, but I do the contrary because I wish so. Even in grave matter, purposely, knowingly. Therefore, it is convenient, if not necessary, that we make an act of humility and bend our knees in front of a man and recognize our sins and desire to make amends. The second reason is that if you go by your tree and talk to God, telling God, I am utterly sorry for my sin. How do you know that your sorrow was good enough? How do you know that you had a real firm purpose at that moment, since you might sin again? While when you go to confession to a priest mandated by the church, having power of Christ himself, that you confess your sins, you have the due to contrition, you do your satisfaction, you have a clear, clean soul. You are absolutely sure about that. It's square, it's easy. I have a good friend, my spiritual director, calls that box lavatrice. That means the washing machine. And that is true. It does clean our soul. What about the minister, the priest, hearing confessions? Technically, they are not important. You don't care who is behind the screen. He is just a priest, a minister of God. And the one that you confess your sins to is our Lord Jesus Christ himself. The priest is a sinner as you are, but having the power to forgive your sins. And you have heard the gospel today, that when you go to confession and your sin has been forgiven, seven devils are going to try to come back because I'm enraged to have been chased out of your soul. And I would like you to think for a second, if the devil is not happy to have been chased out of your soul, what do you think he does to the priest that did that? Seven for you. How many devils are after the priest because they absolved you? Pray for your priest. Sometimes you go to confession thinking that as is nothing, but you have no idea the token of the devil, how much the devil takes. So pray for your priest. So who is able to go to confession? You are, I am. And we have this joy, this power to go to confession. What do we need to do? Three things. To confess our sins, all of them, with number, how many times, and circumstances. When the circumstances matter, don't tell the priest that the sky was blue on that day. We don't care. Don't tell the priest that your wife or your husband is guilty. No, that's your confession, not his or hers. And the number indeed helps. The contrition, how much contrition do you need to have to go to confession? The minimum required is a fear of hell. I go to confession because I know if I don't, I am not going to make it. Certainly is not the great way to go to confession. The best way to go to confession is, as we say, in the act of contrition. Because you love me. Because I lost the love of heaven and your love, who loved me first. I offended thee, my Lord, who art so good and deserving of all my love. That is the best reason to be contrite. But often, it is just selfish. I am afraid to go to hell. Yeah, I don't want to go there. Help me, my Lord. Transform my heart. And then comes the satisfaction, the penance that we need to do. And the priest, with great courage, will give you one Our Father and 10 Hail Marys, or something like that. He could give you whatever penance he wants. He could send you to a pilgrimage to Jerusalem by foot. And you will have to do it to be forgiven. He could ask you to go around the church on one foot, whatever he wants. And that will be nothing for what we deserve. Absolutely nothing. How can 10 Hail Mary pay for the damage caused by my sins? How? Because our Lord Jesus Christ, on the wood of the cross, drop after drop of blood. This served, this I forgive you, that you just heard. He saw my sins, he saw yours. No need of anybody to tell him. He knows, and he forgives. And so we try. And after having done our sacramental penance, we continue again and again to make penance of our life, asking God to help us not to fall again. So yes, there is one particular devil that lives in this box, and he is dumb. The one that tried to silence you. The devil that tried to tell you, no, that's not necessary to say that. You don't need to confess that particular sin, God knows. You did said enough. You know what? That's exactly the one that you need to confess. The devil knows. The one that wait on our soul and that we cannot get rid of. So let us be like a child, confident, trusting, happy, sucking the paps of the mother, being there with all our gentleness and our sorrow, that is not that much, but that we try, with a desire to sin no more. And there is no doubt that the Blessed Virgin Mary will help us to transform our souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.